This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
It's Paul and Macca here on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine. Now, our next guest is on the line, Macca.
Yeah, so Hayley Clark is the Managing Director of Onya. What a great name for an organisation. A recycling expert. Well, that's good. Onya. It's a big...
Good on ya.
We want to talk about recycling, but also how to get the best use and the best, you know, how to preserve food for the longest, you know, in these difficult times. And I'm sure there'll be some other interesting questions. Good morning, Hayley. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, boys. How are yourselves?
Yeah, real good. Good on you, Hayley.
Yeah, thank you. That's where the name comes from. It's about keeping it on you. So most of our stuff scrunches down into a little pouch that you keep on you so you don't forget them.
There you go. Yeah. First off, Hayley, we've seen, you know, apart from toilet paper, people stocking up on huge amounts of food, a lot of it tinned, a lot of it that dry food that requires cooking or whatever. So the age of, or how that ages doesn't really matter because, you know, particularly tinned food, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But fresh food and fresh produce and perishables, with people having the ability... Hopefully, and only going shopping perhaps once a week or whatever at the moment, the perishables that they're buying, they need to understand how to look after them better and how to keep them fresher rather than contributing to this incredible mountain of food waste that we have in Australia. So can you give our listeners some advice there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you touched on that. The less frequently we can go to the supermarket at the moment, the better, really, because the less chance we have to come into contact with others. So that's definitely a thing. But with that comes the, you know, you having to buy more fruit and veg and then the potential for that to be wasted if it goes off. So you're absolutely right. You know, it is really about the things that you're purchasing. You know, how do you store it? You know, and what should you do with it? Things like leafy greens. So, you know, a lot of people buy spinach or kale and things like that now are really quite easy to maintain. Spinach, like the little English, you know, the small little pieces of spinach that you get, you know, that are in everything these days, you know, they're easy enough to get. I mean, we have obviously reusable produce bags. So if you can take your reusable produce bags to the supermarket, A, you're reducing the incidence of other people touching your food and needing to touch your food. So you can wash your bag, you know, take it so it's nice and fresh and clean, pop your spinach in that. When you bring them home, because our bags in particular are mesh sort of bags, you can just rinse them under the tap. And so you'd rinse your spinach out, put it on a nice clean tea towel, dry it off, and then just put it in a sealed container and into the fridge. And you'll find you'll get, gosh, you know, a week, almost 2 weeks out of that sort of spinach. So they last and last. Okay. Just keep it nice and dry and clean. Things like kale or celery and things like that, you can actually just chop them off like cut flowers and just put them in a jar in your fridge. And that's all they need. Things like carrots, you know, they often go floppy in the bottom of your fridge if you don't use them in time. They're, again, a great one to just, you know, cut off and put them in a little tub of water so they're submerged in water. So they'll sit in that water and they'll stay nice and fresh. So there's definitely lots of things that you can do to keep that produce lasting.
One of the things, you know, which is always good, of course, bananas, let them get really ripe. They're great in a banana cake. But there isn't really, once so many of those perishables start to turn, well, there's not much you can do, is there? You can't bring them back.
I mean, it can be hard. Yes, it can be harder. You know, there's things, though, that you can do. You can actually regrow a lot of vegetables as well, even things like, you know, putting them in a tray, and that can be things like, you know, potatoes and root vegetables and things like that. So even if they do start to get a bit hinky, you can actually cut them in half and then put them in a little tray of water and they'll start to sprout.
Yeah, I think that's good idea. I have to interrupt you, Sarah, because, my partner's been doing exactly that. So we had some old spring onions in the fridge. They were all past their specific use-by date. Chop the tops off, put little pegs on them in some water in some mugs, and that we've got a whole new range of spring onions coming
up. Brilliant.
So I think the whole...
I didn't know that.
You know, you can actually use the waste in what is perceived to be waste in a much more economical way. And, you know, even if something's beginning to go off, stick it in a casserole. We're getting to some winter times now. You can start doing stuff that really starts to bring those vegetables into a useful thing. Soup even, Macca.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Yep.
I get it.
And
I didn't know that.
It's about shopping for that. Sorry there. But you know, it's about shopping. You know, for your menu as well. You know, and being really specific to that. You know, don't just go randomly shopping and hauling stuff into your basket. You know, try and make a plan before you go shopping as well. You know, so you've got a purpose and a use for all of those things that you're buying.
I often wonder as I think about what's, you know, in the last few weeks, Hayley, you know, someone's going to die under a mountain of toilet paper that falls on them.
Yes.
Or their house will burn down. You know, rice and pasta, I reckon, you know, as we go on, it's going to get so cheap because there's people have so much of it.
Yes.
You know, and you know, tin food as well. I read an interesting article. I think it was one of the early expeditions to the North Pole, and you know, they had some tin food and stuff, and you know, of course, you know, some of them didn't come back, and then, you know, a century and more or more later, they discover the camp and there's tin food, not just because it was frozen, but there are other cases of tin food, you know, that's over 100 years old and you open it up and it's fine.
Yes.
So people get their head around that, but you know, they don't realise how important it is, you know, to minimise what you buy, to keep it fresh.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, the recycling, you know, that using, you know, if you are using those thin plastic bags, you can use them again and again and again and again. You don't have to pull a new one off every time you go to the supermarket.
No, that's right. Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'm actually amazed my recycling bin fills up much quicker than my garbage bin.
Yes.
And I look forward to the days of, you know, the three and four bins where we can actually segment it more.
Yes.
So much of it ends up going in the garbage rather than the recycling. Do you think...
Yes, it can be mixed, yeah.
Do you think times like this, Hayley, are going to make people, because there's an economic imperative to actually being, apart from panic buying of loo paper, there's actually an economic imperative of... you know, trying to reduce how much you're spending, so therefore thinking a little bit more about what you're actually buying and how you're storing it?
It's the old mend and make do thing, isn't it, that our grandparents went through. You know, it's about, you know, if you are buying food, you know, I mean, I remember my mum doing this in particular. She would make up, you know, a casserole that would last us the whole week, you know.
Yeah.
She would make up that casserole and then we would eat it in segments every night of the week. You know, it's just what you do, you know. And I love that because I think if we actually value the things that we have in our lives, such as the food that we have access to and things like that, it just creates a whole new mindset about, you know, stuff that we can, you know. I've grown up in a world where everything is readily available to me. I don't really have to think about where that's going, or I haven't had to think about where that's going because I can get another one again, you know, whereas now that's becoming, I think, for the first time in my generation's lifetime, you know, we're confronted with the lack of ability to have everything that we want at our fingertips, you know, so it's really making us think about that, and it's no bad thing, you know. I mean, it really is. I think it's great for us to all learn to do without so we can appreciate the things we do have.
Yeah. Look, it's... good advice, Hayley, and I thank you for that. If people want to get some more info on this, where do they go?
Onyalife.com.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Onya.
Good Onya. Exactly right.
Look, thank you. Thanks so much for that. I'm glad we got the opportunity to speak to you, and people get lots of useful information there that won't just save, cut down on waste, it'll actually save you money, people.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You can save money and be a little bit more conscious of the environment. Thank you.
Win-win.
Thank you, Hayley Clark, Managing Director of Onya.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.